Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE. On the first part of the show, we are talking about an upcoming breast cancer benefit. And in the studio with us today, Jennifer Britt. Carol Moon is in as well to talk about the upcoming benefit, which will be going on August 10th. And we're here to tell you a little bit more about it. But first of all, good morning to Jenny Britt. How are you, Jenny?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing real well. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Yes.
So let us talk a little bit about your cancer journey, if we could. When did it start for you?
Well, I started in September of last year, not feeling well. Had kind of a bloated belly and thought, okay, you know, let's cut coffee out for a while. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, no. I ended up going to the doctor. They run some tests, and we went from having, you know, stomach pains and bloating. She thought, well, let's do an upper GI and a colonoscopy. They gave me some pills to help with, like, heartburn, which I didn't really have, but in the sense it was supposed to help with the stomach as well. So we did a upper and lower GI in October, the first part of October, along with a iron infusion because my numbers were low for my hemoglobin. So they thought, well, let's do an iron infusion. We did that. And with the upper and lower GI, that was, I found a hiatal hernia, which was pushed up underneath my breastbone, which was pushing on my esophagus, which was allowing my breathing to be real, I guess you would say, kind of shallow, sharp, you know. Took a little bit to breathe, but the oxygen levels were fine. But they said, yeah, you were fine. You just have to work harder for your breathing. And so eating and drinking became really hard. I always tell people it's like shampooing your carpet. When you're pulling back the shampooer and the centerpiece comes up because the buckets full of water and no more soap or and how that comes up and shuts off, that's what it was like for me. So trying to drink a glass of water was really hard. And so we've ended up having lots of blood work done. My hemoglobin kept dropping. So women should be anywhere between 11.8 to I think it's 15 for a hemoglobin. Mine was 8, and it kept dropping. The 13th of October of last year, I had to go to Viroqua and have a lab work done to see where we were at. And I was at a 6.1 in Viroqua. I woke up that morning. My breathing was really, really bad that morning, so I'm like, after I'm done, I'm going to La Crosse to the urgent care. Chad took work off that day and took me to the doctor, which was a good thing. We spent 8.5 hours in the ER. I was on my way up there. We made it between Westby and Coon Valley, still on the ridge, when Gunderson called me and said, you need to get to the hospital. You need to get to urgent care, or ER. And I said, well, I'm going to go to urgent care. And she says, no, just bypass that and come right to the ER. So I got up there, and they asked, can I help you? And I said, yeah. I said, I was told I need to come to the ER. My hemoglobin's at a 6.1. And the lady looked at me, and she says, I don't understand how you're walking and talking when you have less blood than anybody I know. I felt fine, other than my breathing.
Wow.
So we spent 8.5 hours in the ER. They took blood once I got up there, and it dropped to 5.8. Which is stroke. Now you're talking stroke levels.
Right.
So we had CT scans, two blood transfusions that day, and still couldn't get it up past 8. And then after they did the CT scan, they're like, well, we're pretty sure you have cancer. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure you're nuts, because I was just here a year ago and I was cancer-free. So in the midst of that, with the CT scan, they seen that my abdomen had fluid in it, We weren't sure if it was blood or what, because I wasn't losing blood anywhere. It wasn't in the urine. It wasn't in my stools. I wasn't coughing it up. We don't know where my blood was going. So we had the belly drain, which is called a paracentesis. That was the first one I ever had, and that is where they go in and they numb your belly and make a little incision and stick a catheter in there and drain the fluid off your belly. They were draining 8 and 9 and 7 pounds of fluid off my belly. So the first one I had was the 13th of October, and then it was almost a month later I had the second one. Then it was a couple weeks, like 2 weeks, every 2 weeks I was going, and then it was every week I had to go. And by the time we got done going to having though, I've had 16 of them done. It's been 5 months for my last one, since my last one.
Which is a success, right?
Yes, yeah. Which means my cancer is an estrogen-feeding cancer. So my cancer is within the lining of my stomach, within the linings. So you have an inner and an outer lining. It is within there. I do have it in my bones. I have it in my hip, my right hip, and I have it in my spine, my lower spine. And I have it in the lymph nodes and, of course, both breasts. But I was in the end of October, we had a PET scan, which then revealed where it was all located at. First part of November, I had a mammogram with ultrasounds and biopsies. They did 4 spots of biopsies, both breast and underneath my arms, but altogether it was like 22 snippets that they took. So we had a lot of snippets that they took for biopsies. And it was towards the middle to the end of November when it come back that it was stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
So it took a while to determine where the cancer was then, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And they still aren't 100% sure, but they're pretty sure it originated from the left breast.
Okay.
So, but like I said, I've gone every year, and every year I've been fine. So up until I just wasn't feeling good. So
how life changes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So diagnosed at 51 of stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Just had my birthday in March, so I'm 52, and feeling great. It for most people that seen me from about October through at least the end of February-ish, somewhere in there, beginning of March, I was pretty much looked like death warmed over. People were like, you know, you were really gray, you didn't have much color, but yet I still felt pretty good. It's just I couldn't breathe and I couldn't eat a lot. Once the cancer was getting, I guess, less and less with the chemo. I take oral chemo, so I take chemo pills. Once it become less and less, they didn't have anything to feed off from. I was on a pill to knock my estrogen down too. So that became less and less and less. So the last paracentesis I had done was 3 pounds of fluid that they took off. But, you know, every week when I was having it done, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It does. But now I lost 80 pounds throughout it. I was kind of like a bag of bones.
It's a tough weight loss program, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's an awesome weight loss program, but not the right way to do it.
Not the way you want to do it.
No. Oh. So, but I have gained some of that back, and everybody says, well, you look really good. I said, well, I feel great. I said, I there for several months, I wasn't able to do anything. I did go to work. I still went to work. Strings was real, real good. You know, I mean, I'd go to work and I just can't do this. I'd be there for a few hours and I'd go home and put the heating pad on my back for a while. And if I could go back, then I went back to work for a while. So last year was some rough days, but I still went to work and I still kept the, throughout this, I'm just keeping a positive attitude.
I think that's the best thing you can do, isn't it?
Yep, and that's what they say. Right now, I still have my doctors baffled because I absolutely have no pain. They're like, you're just a model patient. You know, we're on our third third different chemo now, because it mutated. The chemo or the estrogen pills I was taking obviously wasn't keeping everything at bay as far as producing estrogen. We did, however, have a PET scan in March, which showed no activity. And then in June, when we had one, we had four spots that showed active. That's where it mutated. So now I take a shot instead of the little pill to knock my estrogen down. I take a shot, which is called fulvestrant, which is a blocker. So anything that wants to produce estrogen gets blocked by that shot now.
You speak like somebody whose business is in the medical field. I mean, talk about what a learning experience this has been as well, right?
Yes, yes. I've just kept a positive attitude, and yeah, and the doctors just are in awe because it's like, they're like, I feel like we're not doing anything for you. I said, well, obviously you are, because, you know, I'm doing pretty good, you know. It was to the point that I couldn't take the dogs out for potty breaks, you know. Had my daughter, my stepdaughter, every day before she went to work, she'd have to stop and let the dogs out because I couldn't do it. But I've been back to doing that now for a couple months now.
Yeah. And good for you.
Yep, I slept on the couch, reclining couch, for 8 months. And I'm finally back into bed for that one too. So that was hard. I couldn't sleep in bed, and yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a long journey, but I'm keeping good spirits about everything.
Yeah, you're here to tell about it,
and yep,
tell about an upcoming benefit that's going to be held on August 10th. Carol Moon is here as well. Carol, you're helping out with this. Glad to be helping out with Jenny.
Yes, definitely. I'm willing to help out. We've done some excellent donations. We have a lot of local businesses who have donated different items that'll be a part of either the bucket or the, you know, silent auction part of the benefit. I can name some of them.
Sure.
I probably will miss somebody. So, you know, I appreciate everybody's support. That's really been great. You know, like Wallace Cooper and Elliott, you know, Strengths, Oakshade, TriStar Mulch has got something, the Philback Ford, Jones's, the Robin's Nest, the Cutting Edge, Creative Outlet. So we've had Creative Layers, TC Auto Parts, Vitesnik's Power Sports, TKO, O'Reilly's, the Richland Center Parks and Rec, WCCU, Jensen Castings is creating something, you know, for it, Wagner Auto Sales, Bindles, Richland Family, you know, Kelly's Coffee, Add a Touch, Subway, Quick Trip. So, you know, we are really pleased, besides some of the suppliers that Jenny's worked through, Strang's, have donated some larger items that'll be there for the silent auction, and she can share some of those because they are awesome items.
Yeah, great. Jenny, we're talking some major ticket things then, huh?
Yes, one of our suppliers, which is Lennox Industries, they actually donated a furnace, a 70,000 BTU furnace. That's one of them. Our Steel has donated a whole house humidifier that attaches to your ductwork at your furnace. I have Dakota Supply Group. They've donated a Hitachi mini split heat pump system. Strengths has donated a Traeger smoker grill. I'm not sure what else we're getting. You know, we're getting so many different ones. I have a couple of my vendors that haven't brought anything in yet, but are bringing something, so I don't know what those are yet. But yes, we are getting a lot. We've got a lot of bucket raffles. The Robin's Nest did one of their big outdoor whirly bird, you know, wind spinners. We're getting a lot of things, and it's it's going to be fun. I have people donating from Westby to DeSoto. That's my old stomping grounds. That's where I grew up, was along the river, DeSoto, Juneau area. So people there know me. So they're donating.
They're coming out of the hills, it sounds
like. They're coming out of the hills, out of the woodwork. Yep,
That's awesome, and what a great tribute to you. Can people then can just stop by and put their bid? Do they have to be present to win the bid, or how does it work?
Yes, they need to be present to win. You want to stop by, it's available from 1 to 6. We are going to, at 5 o'clock, close the silent auction. Gives everybody time to kind of go through, mark off those winners. Bucket raffles will end about 5:30. That way people can walk through and pick their ticket, and hopefully it's theirs, so they can just pick the product, and those they don't have to pay for. But yes, they need to be present to win.
Awesome. Carol, as you look at this, again, great support from the community. You just need people to bid on things, don't you?
Right. And there will be tickets available for sale, one for a dollar, six for five, and 15.
12 for 10.
24
for 20.
Oh, 24 for 20. Yep. So they can, really drop their name and, phone number or... so to be able to win. We've also got individuals who have brought things, like Deb Pardoon has made some, garden art type. Pam Spees has made a teddy bear. So there's individuals who, have donated. Some people from our Friendship Quilters Guild, Amy Murphy has donated a table runner. Another one is Barb Peresca has done fabric carriers for Kleenex, box. So, even individuals, mm-hmm. who feel a need, who, like they say, they've known someone, they've supported, have been really, awesome. But yeah, we can't thank the businesses enough, for this,
Many times it is the practical items that people really, hey, I need that anyway, I'm going to make a bid on this.
Right. Then, so. I'll drop a ticket in, mm-hmm. the item, and, it'll be just, something else, a chance to take it home, and yet you're supporting, the cost. The chemo pills and everything, the cost is like astronomical. Right. And just the different tests that Jenny has to go through when we, go up there. The x-rays, the EKGs, the blood work. Anyone who's been in the hospital knows how much it adds up really fast. Insurance covers whatever, but never covers it all. Mm-hmm. Never covers it all.
Doesn't cover loss of work and things like that.
Correct.
Either.
Correct. The time it takes to travel, to
gas and
to Gunderson and the gas. Correct. That's another big expense that they incur.
Coming up August 10th, 1 to 6. We haven't even talked about the food yet. What kind of food are you going to have that day?
There'll be some ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, macaroni salad. There's also going to be a bake sale. My granddaughter is organizing a bake sale. So if anybody wants to donate a bake item that day, they can bring it, Saturday up to the, community center. We'll put it on the table. So some of that will be for sale. I think there's a couple other items that will be on the food.
There'll be some water. Yeah. Bags of chips, single bags of chips, and then one of the guys at work at Strings, Tim Tebert, his wife Shelley is doing up what they call it can either be like the calico bean or the cowboy bean, where it's got the different beans and the bacon and the hamburger and all that. So she's making up that, and then there will be just a small thing of just plain baked beans too. And I think we're doing a cheese tray.
Yep. The cheese tray, and it's a free will type donation. It'll be there for the food, so it's basically finger type foods. If you happen to spend the whole day because you're watching something that you bid on and you don't want somebody else to overbid you, you know, or you see another person walking there. So
sure.
Kind of gets it. It's like going to the Grace auction on Friday night. You know, you kind of make your bid and then you kind of keep an eye out. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll make another round and see if, you know, somebody's upped me by $5 or $10. So, you know, and that competition is always good. It's always good. And it's good for people to visit. Mm-hmm. Jenny will have a lot of relatives that'll be there that she hasn't seen probably for a while. And, you know, friends will stop in. So.
Yeah, sounds like a really good day. And it does dovetail from Grace, because Grace is the night before on August 9th,
yep.
And you'll be there on the 10th.
Yes.
So hopefully a lot of people will stick around, or maybe not stay all night, but come back the next day.
Camp out
or whatever. That's awesome. You know, Jenny, again, you've talked about your employer, Strang Heating and Electric, but certainly they deserve a lot of praise for, you know, They've kind of helped you out a little bit too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yep. I have, you know, like I said, up until at least February-ish, the end of February, beginning of March, it wasn't so much, I wasn't there a lot. It was like, okay, you know, there for a while. I had a lot of doctor's appointments, so those days I may not be at work because I doctor in La Crosse. I doctor at Gunderson in La Crosse, so... You know, it's a little bit of a trip to get up there, and then they have all these appointments that they have me doing. So by the time we get done and get back, some days it was just like, yeah, I don't really feel like going in now, even if it was an early morning one. Sometimes it just took it out of you. But Strang's was always really good. Of course, they changed hands at the beginning of the year, you know, so I do have to put it out there that Barb was very, very excellent. You know, very supportive and was there to, you know, whatever you need, just let us know. You know, the guys, they've been really good. You know, they all know, hey, Jenny needs help. We got to help her, you know. Wintertime, can't have it too warm in here, guys. You might have to be a little cold because I can't take the heat. You know, I needed to have some warmth but not be over warm. And same way now, you know, I got to have the coolness, but yet not too cool. You know, I mean, it's just, you have a hard time finding that happy medium. And that's all just because of the breathing.
I see.
So that's going to affect, like when I go outside, when it's really humid, it really, really affects me bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get too warm, too overheated, I have to go somewhere, cool down.
You have to
catch
wash yourself.
Breath. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sounds like a lot of dark days are behind you, and the positive days, and sounds like it's good. It's fun to get out of bed again then, right?
Yep. Like I said before, I was kind of stuck to the couch, and, you know, I have to give my boyfriend Chad kudos because he was stuck doing all the housework. He was, you know, the dogs and, I mean, literally everything. But we got through it, you know, so now I'm back to being able to do housework and, you know, doing the laundry and taking the dogs out, and it just feels good to be able to do it. Sometimes I do overdo it, and you know it, because it, okay, you gotta take a break for a while, you know, but overall I'm just glad to be back, being able to do that type of stuff. I said I wasn't going to let it beat me to keep me on the couch, you know, for me to get up and walk 5 feet away, the breathing was just really bad. That's why it kept me on the couch. Throughout all of it, I just really tried to keep the positive attitude. And if anybody goes through it, you know, you have to keep a positive attitude there. You have to have a positive outcome. I think if you don't, that drags you down.
Mm-hmm. Don't you appreciate every day a little bit more now as well?
Yes. I said I'm going to make a bucket list.
Yeah, there you go.
But it does not include getting on an airplane and going anywhere that way.
Okay.
We'll drive.
You're
going to
drive?
I've never been on an airplane, and I don't have any... I don't have any intentions of flying. If I can't drive, well, I guess I'm stuck.
Right.
You know.
You see the countryside better when you're
exactly.
driving.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Am I in a hurry to get somewhere? Nope. Just take my time.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to have those plans to look forward to, Jennifer, Jenny Britt and Carol Moon, our guests here on WRCO Radio. Anything either of you two would like to add about the upcoming benefit?
I think we pretty well touched, you know, it's going to be the afternoon of 1 to 6 from on August 10th at the community center. Lots of great items to come and either do the bucket list, you know, where you buy tickets, or, you know, you sign up for the silent auction. And like Jenny said, you know, by 5 o'clock we'll start, you know, getting the silent auction part. So if you come for a little while and you decide you're going to run back home because you've got to finish something, come back, you know, at 5 to see if your, you know, bid is still there.
Or a little bit before 5 if you want to make sure.
You want to up it to...
Get under the wire. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as, you know, that goes.
Would you still take more donations if somebody would like to help?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We do have a few out there that are still... we haven't got yet that are, you know, are planning on doing. And that's whether it's businesses or just people in general. I mean, like I said, we've got, I used to work for S&S Cycle, so I know people there. There's a couple there that are making up baskets. I had an ex-babysitter from that used to watch my kids, and my kids are 30 and 25 now, but when they were little, she made up baskets, and I just got those the other day, and they're 3 wine baskets, so each one has a bottle of wine and glasses in each one. So we just have a variety, you know. The Bailings, Lisa, Scott, Will, and Tanner donated 2 movie night baskets, so we have that. Just if anybody wants to, they can either get a hold of, if they see a flyer anywhere, there's Chad's names on the bottom and my daughter's name. You can always reach out to me as well. I work at Strang's. I'm there Monday through Friday. Hours are 8 to 5. I'm usually there until 4:30 every day. So if you need to, or if you know Carol Moon, give her a call or stop by and by.
Indeed. Thanks for coming in. And it's a great tribute to you, Jenny, that people are, again, coming out of the woodwork to help you out here. So.
Yes. And I appreciate everybody. Once we're all said and done, I already have my thank yous, and everybody will be getting a personal thank you that donated. So handwritten by me, so I can send all those out. I'll be busy for a while, but yeah.
Keep up the positive attitude.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Phil, for having us here.
Yeah, no problem.
Really appreciate you getting the information out.
Good luck with the benefit. You bet. The breast cancer benefit for Jennifer Britt coming up on August 10th, 1 until 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. All kinds of food, silent auction, and bucket raffle. And again, for more details, you can call 608-604-0986 or 608-604-0213. Jennifer Britt and Carol Moon in our morning show studios today.